Are you ready to dive deeper into Tolkien's world? If you've ever struggled to read The Silmarillion, I've got just the thing for you. I've created a free guide packed with my best tips to help you conquer this epic book. Whether you're a seasoned reader or tackling it for the first time, this guide will make your journey through the first age of Middle-earth more rewarding than ever. Head over to ringspodcast.com to download your free guide today. Your adventure deeper into Middle-earth starts now. Visit ringspodcast.com today for your free guide. Rumors confirmed. Newly released images from Rings of Power Season 2 show the stranger in the home of a new mysterious person, Tom Bombadil. Who is Tom Bombadil? That question, perhaps more than any other, has baffled every wanderer of Middle-earth, including J.R.R. Tolkien himself. And yet, Tom Bombadil bursts on the scene in a classic Tolkienian literary device. But for all of that, Tom introduces our hobbits to an even more mysterious creature in Middle-earth. We'll explore all of that and more in our final wandering of Chapter 6 of Fellowship of the Ring, The Old Forest. Now, let's wander. In today's tale, we pick up with Frodo and friends in the Old Forest. We've explored how the forest is a place of transformation and how the Old Forest is a character with its own will and motivations. Sam has narrowly saved Frodo from drowning, and the two of them are at their wits' end on how to save Merry and Pippin, who have been dragged and locked into the trunk of an old willow tree. They don't know it yet, but they are about to be saved by an intriguing figure. But first, we need to explore a key term and literary device that Tolkien invented, the eucatastrophe. If you are a new listener to the show, let's take a moment to explore the idea of eucatastrophe. A eucatastrophe is a sudden, joyous turn, unlooked for and unexpected, although it requires some precedent and setup. A eucatastrophe is a good catastrophe, which, in Tolkien's words, cannot be counted on to happen once or even again. For Tolkien, the greatest eucatastrophe was the saving grace of Christ, who saved man from sin. Some examples from The Lord of the Rings include when the Eagles arrive at the Battle of Five Armies in The Hobbit, or when Aragorn arrives at the Battle of Pelennor Fields. Each of those moments had a slight setup, a precedent or foreshadowing, and each was unlooked for in the deepest, darkest moment of despair. In the Old Forest, we encounter a moment of eucatastrophe. Merry and Pippin have been encapsulated into the trunk of the great willow tree. Frodo and Sam have tried everything they know, kicking and beating the tree, even lighting a fire. These attempts result only in slight shivers or bullying laughter from the willow tree and the forest. In a despairing craze, Frodo throws his arms into the air, runs up and down the path, calling out for help. Little does he realize that actual help is literally on the way. He faintly hears the voice of someone singing, but the lyrics seem to be nonsense. Quote, "Hey, doll, merry doll, ring-a-dong, dillo. Ring-a-dong, hop-along, fa-la-la-willow. Tom-bomb-jolly-tom, Tom-bombadillo." It's really hard to, like, say that in a talking voice and not in a sing-song voice, so I apologize for that. But anyway, rushing to him, Frodo and Sam ask for help. Once they've explained the situation, Tom says he can help them. Quote, "Old man Willow? I know the tune for him. Old gray willow man, I'll freeze his marrow cold. If he don't behave himself, I'll sing his roots off." Tom sings into a crack in the willow. The words are not discernible by the hobbits, but as Merry begins to be loosed, Tom says words that movie-only fans might recognize. Quote, "You let them out again, old man Willow. What be you a-thinking of? You should not be waking. Eat earth, dig deep, drink water, go to sleep." Yes, these are the words spoken by Treebeard to the trees of Fangorn Forest in order to release Merry and Pippin from the devouring trees in the extended edition of the Two Towers film. Film Treebeard has taken the words directly from Tom Bombadil. Merry is pulled out, Pippin is kicked out, the tree is still, and the hobbits are saved. A total eucatastrophe has occurred in true Tolkien fashion. This is perhaps the best and most Tolkienian way to introduce a mysterious and unexplainable character, Tom Bombadil. And yet, while his saving the hobbits was indeed unlooked for, it wasn't entirely without precedent. Remember that near throwaway line said by Merry when the hobbits first entered the forest? I brought it up as an element of foreshadowing in the previous episode. Something makes paths in the forest, and something leaves tracks on the paths. While not fully explained, this simple, forgettable line preps our reading mind to look for the resolution of that question. And it comes in the form of Tom Bombadil, providing a huge catastrophe for the hobbits. But who is Tom Bombadil? While fans and scholars and even Tolkien himself have wrestled with this question for decades, you and I will explore this question in true Lore of the Rings podcast fashion, examining the direct text and seeing what clues we can find there. But before we do, just imagine if Frodo had gone into the forest by himself. He wouldn't have made it out again. He would have been drowned in the river or sucked into the willow. Good thing his friend Sam was there to help him. Likewise, you should not wander the old forest of Middle-earth by yourself. Invite someone to wander alongside you. Share this episode with a friend, or leave a 5-star rating and review to help others along their way. After all, it's dangerous to go alone. Who is Tom Bombadil? Well, first, if you've only seen the movies, this name likely sounds strikingly unfamiliar to you. That's because Tom Bombadil has never before appeared in an on-screen adaptation of Lord of the Rings. Not until Rings of Power Season 2's appearance, that is. More on that in a moment. Given his absence from the films, you might think he is a minor character, but rather the opposite is true. He not only is the unlooked-for sudden good turn when all hope is lost, aka Eucatastrophe, for the hobbits more than once, he also represents something fundamental about Middle-earth. Tolkien set out to write the epic founding myths for Britain, tales that were primedial and deep, and grew out of the tradition of folklore and fairy stories long passed down through European history. Tom Bombadil, then, is the most fairy-like element of Lord of the Rings. Let's explore this from what we can find in the Old Forest chapter. First, Tom is not entirely what he seems to be on the surface. Tolkien keys us into this in the words of his song, which he calls nonsense, quote, "or so they seemed." We'll get to that physical description in a moment, but Tom appears to be a, quote, "a man," or so it seemed. These repeated uses of seem indicate to me that Tom is deeper than might be seen at just a surface-level reading. Even his physical description can't quite nail him down. Although Tom seems to be deeply connected with nature, both plants and animals, and the color blue. Look for those clues in this passage. Quote, "There was another burst of song, and then suddenly, hopping and dancing along the path, there appeared above the reeds an old battered hat, with a tall crown and a long blue feather stuck in the band. With another hop and a bound, there came into view a man, or so it seemed. At any rate, he was too large and heavy for a hobbit, if not quite tall enough for one of the big people. Though he made noise enough for one, stumping along with his great yellow boots on his thick legs, and charging through grass and rushes like a cow going down to drink. He had a blue coat and a long brown beard. His eyes were blue and bright, and his face was red as a ripe apple, but creased into 100 wrinkles of laughter. In his hands he carried on a large leaf, as on a tray, a small pile of white water lilies." Beyond his physical appearance, Tom is closely connected with laughter and joviality. His voice is, quote, "a deep, glad voice, singing carelessly and happily. His face has creases of 100 wrinkles of laughter." And there's another juxtaposition. While Tom is in a hurry, and he does rush to the aid of the hobbits, before he does, he, quote, "sets down his lilies carefully on the grass." Let's take a look at the power that Tom seems to yield. When Frodo and Sam first hear his song, they, quote, "stood as if enchanted." When they run up to Tom, he puts up a single hand and commands them to be steady, which results in the hobbits, quote, "stopping short as if they had been struck stiff." Tom, it would seem, has a power to bring stillness from chaos, to enchant others through his singing and words. To drive the point home, after he sings into Old Man Willow, quote, "a shudder ran through the tree from root to tip, and complete silence fell." Tom has the power to make living things be still. We might even say that his power to make things be still also lends itself to preserving things in their natural state, a power that the three elven rings of power were designed to achieve. But Tom needs no ring. Through his singing and his being, he is able to make things be still. Let's turn our attention to what we know about Tom Bombadil's inaugural on-screen appearance on Amazon's Rings of Power Season 2. As of this recording, images and an article were released on Vanity Fair's website about 4 or 5 days ago, and this is all we know so far. Now, I know there have been a lot of outrageous theories flying around the interwebs, but I intentionally ignore those. In the set photos, Tom is wearing an old battered hat with a tall point, like a traditional wizard's hat seen on Halloween night. It appears to be missing its blue feather. From the photos, he seems tall enough to be an actual man, so much taller than Tolkien's description of him. I do not see any great yellow boots on Tom, and the absence of yellow boots is a real tragedy and diversion from Tolkien's writing, as the color yellow is a major, major clue and connection to another mysterious character that we'll get to in a moment. Blue coat, check, although it seems to me more like a large wizard's robe like what Gandalf wears. And this guess just occurred to me, but since Tom is talking with the stranger, and the stranger is still wearing that weird netting from the Harfoot, perhaps Tom will give the stranger his blue coat, indicating that the stranger is one of the two elusive blue wizards. Just a thought. Very long brown beard, check. That's promising. But this Tom Bombadil looks very serious. He's talking down to the stranger like a professor lecturing an undergrad student. He's looking into the corners of his hut with some serious face like he's an unimpressed dad at a preschooler softball game. And he's standing outside his hut with a look of confusion on his face. Honestly, this image looks like it's straight out of The Chosen, and like Tom is about to host Jesus and the disciples for a night of honeycomb. But anyway, at least the yellow boots can actually be seen in this image. So alright, some wins and some losses for Rings of Power's portrayal of Tom. Except for what might be two egregious errors. One, as far as we know, Tom is never mentioned to have gone exploring or be anywhere near the land of Rune in the east, which is where the stranger is headed. And given that Rune is a desert and Tom is so closely connected with nature and water, the color blue, and the forest, he seems wildly out of place for me. And two, we see only Tom and the stranger in these photos. So far, we have no indication other than Tom living alone, without wife or companionship. But as we'll see after this short break, Tom is anything. We're not done yet. If you like this episode, please leave a review and share with your friends. And remember to subscribe if you haven't already. We'll be right back.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month?
They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster.
That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Are you ready to dive deeper into Tolkien's world? If you've ever struggled to read The Silmarillion, I've got just the thing for you. I've created a free guide packed with my best tips to help you conquer this epic book. Whether you're a seasoned reader or tackling it for the first time, this guide will make your journey through the first age of Middle-earth more rewarding than ever. Head over to ringspodcast.com to download your free guide today. Your adventure deeper into Middle-earth starts now. Visit ringspodcast.com today for your free guide. Remember the seemingly nonsense words that Tom was singing before the hobbits interrupted his jovial tune? Let me quote some of those lines. Quote, "There my pretty lady is, river woman's daughter, old Tom Bombadil, water lilies bringing." Tom is in love, and his errand that day was to bring home some white flowers for the lady that he loves. Since he's in a hurry, he wants to prevent any delays. Remember, he has yet to run into Frodo and Sam, yet he is already singing to make sure Old Man Willow causes no trouble. Quote, "Poor old Willow man, you tuck your roots away. Tom's in a hurry now. Evening will follow day." He is singing to put Old Man Willow in his place because he wants to arrive home with his lilies before the end of day. After the hobbits are saved, Tom invites them to his home and to dinner. See if you can catch the common clues in this line. But before I read it, remember how deeply and repeatedly Tom is associated with blue, from his coat to his feather to his eyes. Now see if you can spot another color here. Quote, "You shall come home with me. The table is all laden with yellow cream, honeycomb, and white bread and butter. Goldberry is waiting." While Tom is associated with blue, his wife, Goldberry, is associated with yellow and gold. Not convinced yet? Let's find some more hints. As Tom bounces on the path ahead of the hobbits, he begins to sing again. One of the lines is, quote, "Out of the window panes, light will twinkle yellow." As the hobbits emerge from the chaos of the forest and wander through the pocket of order that is Tom's land, they see, quote, "the twinkling lights of a house." The door opens, and they find, quote, "a wide yellow beam that flowed brightly." In contrast, the lands further than the house are, quote, "gray and bare," and the evil barrow downs are merely, quote, "dark shapes." But the house of Dom Bombadil is warm and bathed in golden light. Tom sings another snatch of song, but another voice joins him. A voice that is, quote, like the song of a glad water, flowing down into the night from a bright morning, and which also, quote, came falling like silver. The hobbits stand at the threshold of the house, quote, and a golden light was all about them. Goldberry, it would seem, is a being of light, golden yellow light, warm and inviting, shining boldly and unapologetically into the dark night and lands that encroach upon them. What a beautiful sight that must be for our four hobbits, who have survived the darkness of the Old Forest. The Old Forest has indeed been a place of transformation for Frodo, but even more so, the Old Forest, like the forests of ancient myths, stands as the dwelling place of mystical fairy creatures. Old Man Willow, whose jealousy runs as deeply as his roots, Tom Bombadil, who sings with power, and Goldberry, from whom golden light shines as brightly as from Lorelin, the golden tree of Valinor, from the ancient days of Middle-earth. Next time, join me as we explore the upcoming on-screen adaptations of Tolkien's world with a special guest from the Lorehounds podcast. Thank you for wandering Middle-earth with me today. My friends, if you enjoyed this episode, let me know by subscribing, leaving a review, and sharing with your friends. Follow me on Facebook or Instagram at Lore of the Rings Podcast. For feedback on the show, please email me using the link in the show notes. Until next Thursday, remember, not all those who wander are lost.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Are you ready to dive deeper into Tolkien's world? If you've ever struggled to read the Silmarillion, I've got just the thing for you. I've created a free guide packed with my best tips to help you conquer this epic book. Whether you're a seasoned reader or tackling it for the first time, this guide will make your journey through the first age of Middle-earth more rewarding than ever. Head over to ringspodcast.com to download your free guide today. Your adventure deeper into Middle-earth starts now. Visit ringspodcast.com today for your free guide.